Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on the Real Momentum.
But just casting vision, giving leadership in that. And I think this last question here is probably the most important to take what you guys have mentioned in the first two questions of what you've learned in your own respective ministries and your own journey with Jesus. Maybe there's a pastor out there listening to this and he's been convicted, and we talked to a lot of them in our ministry that want to make men a priority in discipleship or just men's ministry. So we're going to talk about that one. And then we're going to go to the second one, which has increased in the last couple of years, is there's a lot of men that are calling us and they have a burden to pour into men, but there's no avenue or way to. So the first question is, what can you say to a pastor out there? What can he do to consider engaging men in his church and community and how to make men a priority in his church and city? What can you tell them? And I'll let both of you guys answer that question, and we'll come back to this to the follow-up question.
Well, from my personal experience, to Mike's point, I mean, we started this church and, started preaching the gospel, and who came. And then, but we then began to think, how are we going to strategize to disciple these people? How can we make an impact in their life? We do van ministries, all that kind of stuff. I started with a one-year event. I mean, we do a men's conference, partner with the TWRA, give away a gun, big night. We started that. We do it annually. It's an awesome evangelistic opportunity. But every year we would fill the worship center and then give away the gun, have a great night. Maybe a guy gets saved and it's great, but then what's the follow-up to that? Mm. And that's where I began to become convicted of, how do I grow this? I've been in church, like I said, all my life. I've heard all the statistics, all those things, but, and then that's where, through providence, divine providence, I believe I met Brother Keith and his team, and they come alongside me. And he told me to read a book, No Man Left Behind by Patrick Morley. And guys, listen, I don't read a whole lot. I read the Bible. Amen. I'm a pastor. But as far as, I'm busy like y'all are with family and everything, and just sitting down consuming a book takes me a little bit. I read that book in like 2 weeks. I couldn't put it down. It met me where I was. It gave me hope. It gave me something. We tell men, you can't become what you can't define. We need to tell pastors that you can't implement what you can't define. We all want men of God in our churches, but we, having a structure in which to reach them, because they are a hard thing to reach, like Brother Keith says, and given those tools, books like that, It's Good to Be a Man, just different things have helped me in my personal journey of trying to minister to men. And I can tell you this, when you start doing that, you will find diamonds in the rough. I have some of the best men that I didn't even know were going to church here. And so inside of them is the heart of a lion, man. And when you tap into that, these guys, man, they'll go to bat for you as a pastor. They'll guard your church. I mean, it just brings spiritual vibrance because you've loosed them like Lazarus and you've let them go. And if you can just find an avenue to do that, man, you're going to get... It's going to be hard at first, but you're fixing to have more help than you've ever had in your life if you can tap into those men.
That's right. Yeah, that's good stuff, Nathan. That really is. I hate to even answer the question along with that. I'll kind of re-implement what you just said. My dad told me the other day, he said, I'm afraid most of the people in our church, especially men in our church, look more like the religious hypocrites in the Bible than anybody else. And I say that to say that you're right. There are men that probably will never be chosen to be these big deacons or these finance chairs in the church. And I'm coming from the perspective, I have a different perspective, I think, where you're at right now on a 200 something year old established church, where you got these, older deacons, and some of them are great godly men, but they get that position because of their notoriety or popularity, or because they given the most. And I'm finding, like you're finding, I'm seeing guys that don't fit the mold. But also see, that's the type, of people Jesus reached, right? He would reach people that we would probably never reach. He went to the least of these, the prostitutes, the tax collectors, the people that we'd probably never reach. And I'll say this, I mean, I'll answer the question with a few strategies and principles, I think, of what pastors need to consider when they're reaching men in their church. But how about let's just start with this? How about let's just do what the Lord tells us to do and let him bless it? I mean, I think it just boils down to that. Like if this, I don't think it's a, and let me just encourage the pastors that may be listening to this. I don't think it's a, it's almost as if, do I have to pray that I should or should not cheat on my wife? I mean, the Bible is clear about that. I don't think this is a question on should I or should I not reach men. Like, how about let's just say Jesus tells us to do it, make disciples of all people. Let's make fishers of men. And how about let's just do what Jesus commands us to do, let him bless it. And that's going to look differently for every church, right? And so I think it's those type of men that you mentioned, Nathan, that if we reach those type of men, they will reach men that we will never be able to reach.
Amen.
And I've seen this with guys at my table that I did a funeral a couple of weeks ago, and there was a couple there that they live down the street from me, but they've never come to the church. They've listened online, but, and they'll tell you that she told me one time, if I come to your church, the ceiling's going to fall down, those type of things. But she told me the other day, and he listens to the podcast, so the guy that I'm talking about, he'll know that he wasn't always all in. And I'll tell you what, this guy is all in now. And she said, oh, everybody at work is talking about him. He works at a plant. Everybody's talking about he's different, how he's changed. If you want to reach your men in the community, reach those type of men, because they're going to places that I won't go. I don't go to that plant and work, but they do. So that's a strategy. Just let men reach men. And I'll say this, and it's not a shameless plug. I mean, I don't get, and I don't want anything, but you know, I'm not a paid sponsor for Real Momentum, right, Keith? I don't think I've gotten a check in a long time, but
when you speak for us, so we'll do that.
There you go. But the reward has been out of this world, and I'll tell you this is that I'm with Nathan on this, and I'm not saying this because Keith and Justin are my friends, but I'm telling you, if you, and I heard you say it, Nathan, if you really want to reach men and you want to start a vibrant men's ministry, number one, expect some conflict. It's going to happen. I had churches say, oh, that you're putting too much time and effort into that. Expect some conflict for one. But two, if you're really serious about it, I would really highly recommend reaching out to Keith at Real Momentum. And again, Nathan's a proponent of this. He's seen this happen. I've seen this happen. It's drastically changed just partnering with him and getting some counsel. I don't know, Nathan, I find other pastors have a hard time asking other pastors for counsel. You know, it's like, oh, I got this. I can do it on my own. I can honestly say, I don't think our church would be where it is, nor would our men's ministry be where it is. It wasn't for you, Keith, and Real Momentum. So I would highly appreciate that. And I would highly encourage guys, if you really want to start something, I would start there. I really would.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, brothers. Go ahead, Nathan.
We need help. And to your point, Mike, meeting Keith and his team and finding somebody that actually does this was a huge alleviation for me. I can pick up my phone. I can shoot a text to he or Justin, say, hey, I got this going on. What do you think? What's ideas that we can do? And so having that in my corner as a pastor, and I know it takes 10 years, right, to establish a good men's ministry, but I feel like people like Real Momentum and their team, they expedite that process rapidly.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I we have one. Our church isn't even 10 years old. But we have a men's ministry, and the model, just having that working definition of a men's ministry, helped me, put me on the right path. And so I second everything you say. Yes and amen. Partner with these people if you have that opportunity. And because they can help you where you feel deficient. I don't have time to research everything. I don't have time to write a bunch of curriculum, but I can get it from them. And then I can walk through that with them. And Keith, every pastor, I'm sure he treats everybody the same. He's discipled me. And then I've been able to pour into my men. And so I think it's great to have partners like this. He and Justin, Aaron and her, to help hold up your arms while you're fighting the battle.
Yeah, we're just not willing to put in the effort because you're right. I mean, obviously it can happen in less than 10 years. Ours has drastically changed. I haven't even been here 10 years yet. Again, that goes back to my point. You just do what the Lord says and watch him bless. I mean, he will. But I think too, like when we put all this effort and energy into youth and children, and I got kids in both. I got a daughter in a children's program here. I got two boys in the youth program here. So I'm highly invested in that because my kids are in it. So, but it's sexier. Like you get a new youth pastor and he all of a sudden starts reaching all these youth. But Keith and I talked about this the other day, the way we're doing ministry, especially for long-term discipleship, is not working. And so why not start investing where you get these rewards and benefits, not only in the church, but also in the homes as well. And guys just don't want to, it's hard to invest in. And it's one of those things where I don't know if I can wait around long enough to see the outcome, but I'm just telling you, like you just stick with it and keep doing it. And I'm the type of leader, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't mind trying something and falling on my face. Amen. But I want to try Amen. Something. Yeah. So just start somewhere, do something and stick with it and keep going and keep going. And I think you'll see the Lord bless that. You know, I really do. I think it's one of those Hebrews thing, verses where Moses didn't, he trusted the eternal riches of Christ instead of the short-term benefits of sin. And I'm just kind of paraphrasing that verse there. So can we sacrifice these short-term results that get us accolades and call some of the churches for the long-term aspect of what it's going to mean to reach people that reach people that reach people? It's going to long surpass what we do when you're changing homes and marriages. And so I just believe investing in that long-term thing that's going to reap a lot of rewards one day. Amen. And sometimes even now.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.